Chapter 24. Afternoon tea in Cavern Hall was served amid a great buzz of excitement. Copies of the 12 letters discovered by Baby Rollo had been distributed, and there was a prize of a pink iced woodland plum and spice cake baked by the abbot himself. John Church Mouse was strongly fancied to win it, though Abbot Mordalfus was having a serious try. Being the proud maker of such a cake, he wanted to keep it and admire it a while. Baking was the Father Abbot's latest accomplishment. Ever since the making of his red currant wall Abbot Alf cake, he had been longing to try his paw at cake-making again. The moles formed a joint crew, and they sat scratching their velvety heads as they gazed at the 12 letters, B-B-O-O-C-T-A-P-W-E-R-Y.
Brr, all upside backways, if you're asking, I.
Hey, quit talking and get thinking, George, or you'll never win yon pink ice cake.
Cornflower had joined up with Baby Rollo and Mrs. Church Mouse. Winifred, Brother Sedge and Ambrose Spike sat together. In various corners of the room, small groups kept hard at it, trying to solve the mystery of the 12 letters. Every once in a while, some creature would approach the abbot with a possible solution. Mordalfus, in his position as judge, looked each one over with a discerning eye.
Baby power to be. Sorry, Sister May. As you see, there's only 2-letter B's in the puzzle, and you've used 3. Next. Ah, Winifred, let's see your entry. Coop water bib? What in the name of acorns is that supposed to mean? No, I can't accept that one. Ah, John, well, now we'll see who has won my beautiful cake.
John Church Mouse peered expectantly over the top of his glasses as the abbot read out his solution.
Cot Abbey Prow. Strange words, John. Have you any reason for your answer?
John polished his glasses, looking slightly sheepish.
Not really, abbot. He tried several combinations, but this looked the most likely.
Mordalfus put John's entry to one side.
Well, who knows? We'll keep it as a possibility. Thank you, John.
Thank you, abbot. Have you tried to solve it yet?
No, I think it's only fair that I stay as judge. However, if it isn't solved tonight, then you can be judge tomorrow, and I'll have a try then.
We got it! We got it!
Baby Rollo ran forward, waving a parchment. He stumbled, fell, scrambled up, and placed the crumpled entry in the abbot's lap. The kindly old mouse's eyes twinkled as he lifted Rollo onto the arm of his chair.
You're a clever fellow, Rollo. Did you solve this all by yourself?
Cornflower and Mrs. Church Mouse winked at the abbot.
Of course he did. We couldn't have done without him.
Mordalfus nodded wisely.
Well, let's see what you've got. Abbey Top Crow. Ah, now this really looks like something we can investigate. Abbey Top Crow, eh? Good. Well done, Baby Rollo. Not to mention your 2 helpers, of course. I think the cake goes to the 3 of you.
Cornflower, Mrs. Church Mouse and Rollo went into whispered conference, finally emerging with the decision that everyone be given a small slice, much to the delight of all. After tea, the abbey dwellers gathered on the sward in front of Redwall. Shading their eyes, they gazed up to the high roof. Queen Warby and her sparrow warriors were circling the spires, turrets and crenellations at the abbot's request. There was not long to wait. Shortly, Warby came zooming down at great speed and perched on a windowsill to make her report.
Round top of roof! 4 birds! 4 birds!
She told them. The abbot could hardly suppress his excitement.
What sort of birds? How high? Where?
The sparrow queen closed her eyes, remembering the locations and types of bird.
Back of roof, hawk bird. This side, goose flyer. Other side, owl bird. That side, crow bird. All worm birds, stone, you see?